Thank you. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche, and we just came back there with a really kind of slow, burnt-out psych track.
Very emphasis on burnt. In fact, I'm feeling a little bit hazy from all that heat I got off of that hot garbage.
Whoa. That's the song was called Erase My Mind, and it comes from Hot Garbage's latest album, Precious Dream, out on the Mothland label, an excellent label based out of Montreal, putting out some really cool stuff, and a lot of it is often psyche. Before that, we heard music from Detroit's Shadow Show from their latest release. They're currently on tour in Europe. Mm-hmm. They played Windsor and Detroit not too long ago, back in February.
Yeah, and in fact, I think they're just wrapping up their leg of their European tour, so they'll be coming back home in a little bit. And then hopefully we'll get a chance to see them perform live again, because they put on a stellar show. We heard the song Vertigo from their latest release, Fantasy Now. Highly recommend this. We, you know, talk about such jumps and leaps bands make between their debut and sophomore records, and this is a case of that. Not to say anything against Shadow Show's first record, it was great, but the progression, the strides they made on this one, it's incredible. It's just one of the best garage rock records of the year so far, and you know, considering some of the records that come out so far this year, that's saying something. Excellent stuff from Detroit. And then we heard some music before that from the Volbeats.
Also from Detroit. Mm-hmm. Been around for a number of years. And then a couple of years, after a long time, a couple of years back, they put out a new album. Well, we went back to an album they released all the way back in 1999 called Solitude. It featured several instrumental songs, but also some songs that were not instrumental. We heard a song called Desert Song, and that's from 1999's Solitude. Prior to that, we heard music from Los Straitjackets, who I believe are coming through the Michigan-Detroit area in May. We heard a song called Space Mosquito coming from their album Jet Set, which came out all the way back in 2012 on Yep Rock Records. We had brand new music from Bloodshot Bill before that. He's putting out another instrumental surf album coming out in August, but he released the new single this week. That was called Trey Tacos, and the album is going to be entitled Diary of Doom. It's going to be released via the UK label High Tide Recordings, and I believe he wrote some of these songs, if not all of these songs, with Deke Dickerson, a well-known rockabilly and rockabilly musician from the U.S. The only reason I'm saying that is because in the song credits they're both listed. So,
oh, that makes sense. And, you know, continuing on Bloodshot Bill's great track record of doom-laden album titles and his love for spicy food.
Yes. And then before that, we heard three tracks in tribute to guitarist Duane Eddy, who passed away this week. We heard a song from 1965's Duane Agogo. We heard Trash. We had something from 1958's Have Twangy Guitar Will Travel. We heard 330 Blues, and then we started off with one of his first singles, Movin' and Groovin', from the same album, and it was also released as a single in 1958. His influence, as we mentioned earlier, it was quite vast at the time, and had a very wide-reaching influence on guitarists, including the British Invasion, which would come, and surf before it. But we should also mention his guitar. He had a very specific guitar when he was starting out. He traded, actually, a Gibson Les Paul guitar in 1957 for a brand new Gretsch guitar. This was the 6120 Chet Atkins model, and it was a hollow body guitar, which kind of helped with the with the twangy sounds he got.
Yeah, and a bit of reverberation with that. That would go on to influence a number of musicians who would use that sort of sound, including Lee Hazelwood, who he would work with directly. So that's incredible, and I love that connection. I'm glad we got to highlight this incredible guitarist, and all we can say is rest in peace. Coming up next, we're going to hear a selection of some newer tracks, something that I just educated Dave about, hypnagogic pop.
Hypnagogic pop.
Which is a term that people are floating around now, because I know they love words with lots of syllables, but really it's just a... Hypnagogic just refers to a state that you're in before falling asleep, and these bands kind of have a hazy, dreamlike quality to them, which I really appreciate. These include some mainstays here on Revolution Rock. We're going to hear some early recordings from the likes of U.S. Girls and Dirty Beaches. We're going to hear something from that new Cindy Lee record as well, which obviously we love and we've been playing quite a bit of, but we're going to return to it again and again, rest assured. But we're going to start off with Jessica Pratt. She's an artist that's done a lot of stuff in kind of a dark folk sound, and this new album changes that direction. She still holds on to that, but there is this new psychedelic this new process sound that is really eerie and is really enveloping. I guess the only comparison I can make to it perhaps would be Marianne Faithfull. And it's not that she sounds like Faithfull, it's just that she evokes those same sort of feelings for me on this record. It's titled Here in the Pitch, and we're going to hear the song Life Is from Jessica Pratt, starting off this set of Revolution Rock.